All right, message three. This is Jim, and I want to just expound upon what I touched on at the end of message two, okay? And it's the whole thing of like when someone receives Jesus as Savior, when someone really commits to Him into this new life versus the old life of not following Jesus. So I first want to state the positives and just state what I definitively believe about this, okay? A walk with Jesus Christ, a walk with God through Jesus Christ, is the highest level of living possible for a human being. It's now on the divine level. It is so awesome and glorious that it cannot be put into human words. Someone who does this now becomes a partaker of the divine nature and now is in the kingdom of light and will live forever and has eternal life. It's glorious and awesome. It's from glory to glory. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. And it is a tragedy that the general perception of the public is that a walk with Jesus Christ, or what some people call becoming a Christian, is awful. I mean, that's the general perception, that it's just this awful, terrible, boring existence that's just, inhibiting, and all these rules and laws, and all that people see Christians who are totally missing it, by the way, in their walk with Jesus Christ. We should never look to people, never look at them as an example, most people. But they look at that and say, oh man, I'd never want to be like that. That's terrible. That's awful. What a tragedy. Now, who knows the cause of this perception? Whether it's the enemy who is deceiving people, whether it's just human frailty, humans messing things up as we always do, the dysfunctionality of the world, all of that, whatever it is, I'm not concerned about that. I want to emphasize, though, the truth and that this walk with Jesus Christ is the only way to go in terms of finding, true meaning and purpose and being content and fulfilled and harmony and of course eternities, getting to spend eternity in heaven. That's one of the great benefits. But receiving the wonderful things that God Almighty offers us and so much more that of course we could never describe or put into words. But do you understand? It's just impossible to put it into words. That's how great it is. And the ultimate, there's three levels, as I've said before, three phases of a walk with Jesus Christ. Three general phases of walking with Jesus. And remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then that's also a reference to the temple and the tabernacle, which had the three places in the temple and tabernacle, the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. And Jewish people called them the way, the truth, the life. Also, in the book of John, and you can look this up, but there's three metaphors using water referring to our walk with Jesus Christ. This is in John 3, 4, and 7. Chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 7. And it's a beautiful metaphor for the three phases of walking with Jesus Christ, in a true walk with Him in the divine nature. And the first one in John 3, born of water and the Spirit. John 4, the second one is the woman at the well, and Jesus talks about living water that we drink. And then the third is in John 7, when he says that out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. So again, these three phases, it's a great kind of great concept. It's divine. We need the Holy Spirit to give us revelation about this. But this is something to always be, again, in this daily walk as we're growing and moving forward. It's always something to be striving for and pressing on to and looking forward to. But what brought this up though is that it is, the truth is, this is a divine walk with God that is glorious and full of unspeakable glory and mystery and majesty and beauty and miracles, and we now are get to spend eternity in heaven. We get have eternal life, which is knowing the Almighty God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. It's just beyond belief. It's that we would even get to spend 1 second with the Almighty God, that we could spend 1 minute with Him, 1, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, yet we get to spend eternity with Him. We get to become His children. We get to all of the benefits and the incredible. It's almost, really, we can't handle it. And that's why He gives it to us a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. We couldn't handle it. If He gave it to us all in one day, we'd blow up. So we're like the tree that just has the daily growth. And we need to stay humble, have a repentant heart, walk in the light of what He's revealed to us, follow the two main commandments, love the Lord your God with everything you have, and the second one, love others as do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the golden rule. Follow when He teaches us about faith and believing and reliance, walk in that. I'll get to that hopefully in message 4, but just continue on. But I do want to say again, it is so ironic and so tragic for all of us that the perception is that for most people, the last thing in the world they want to do is go do what those Christians, become a Christian and do this and have to give up all these fun things, at least they seem fun, the perception that is that it's this awful, boring, burdensome, dead existence. It's not cool. It's very uncool. It's not hip. Oh my goodness, having to give up every fun thing and go to these church services and act real pious and spiritual. This whole thing of dead religion, of people becoming religious there's so many denominations in the U.S. that have all of these just kooky beliefs, or they're wearing weird clothes, the Catholic Church, which, yes, the Catholic Church is the church that's been around since the beginning. It's but they have all of these rituals and all of these things that they have to do, and prayers and rosaries, and they have to, all these sacraments, which I don't even want to go there, but we have the opportunity to have a direct relationship with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. It is up to us. God's given every person a free will to make the choice of what we will do and what we will, who we will serve. And it's up to us. He can't force anyone to do anything. He can't force anyone to become His child, to move into, to receive Jesus as Savior and become His child. He cannot force anyone to do anything. because he made us into his own image. And that's one other point I wanted to make. We have choices to make all the time, from the simple things to the big things. And we get to make the choice. And, you know, that's a little hard for us to hear, oh, you know, we make the decisions. It's, you know, you've heard people say, oh, happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy or not. Or the glass, you know, it's either half full or half empty. It's all your choice. Well, I don't really like hearing that, but it is true. It's very simple. We have a free will and we make the choices. And of the biggest things, like what God we will serve, and then all the little things too. You know, what we're going to eat and where we're going to go and who we're going to spend time with. That's a big thing. But from the little things to the big things, we make the choices. And so it's a glorious opportunity. And there's a famous verse, of course, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So thank you for listening. I've gone over time, but we'll continue on. Thanks.